Two Indiana boys jump off bicycles to pay homage to veterans' funeral. By Nick Gilbertson on September 8, 2021. Two young boys in Batesville, Indiana, were photographed after they jumped off of their bicycles to show their gratitude during the funeral of 89-year-old veteran Charles Everett Yorn. Jackie Hornbach, who posted the image of the boys to her Facebook page, captured the photo of the two as they stood tall with their hands behind their backs. Hornbach explained to Fox News that she observed the boys quickly ditch their bikes and begin to pay their respects the moment they came across the funeral. Hornbach explained, "To see these two young boys immediately stop and pay their respects to a past serviceman, without any prompting or knowledge of anyone watching, was just so touching to see." Recalling how organic the moment was, she said, "It was as if they didn't even have to discuss it before doing it. They knew that's just what you do when you come across this. It was so natural for them." While taps played to honor veteran Yorn, they both stood with arms behind their backs, silently, the entire time, Hornbach detailed. The onlooker explained that the boys' touching tribute inspired her to stand and pay respects to the fallen veteran as well. The boys stayed to honor Yorn until they heard the 21-gun salute. "They did the gun salute and the boys jumped back in their bikes and went on their way," said Hornbach. In her post on Facebook, Hornbach wrote, "I debated whether or not to post this, but with all the negative things going on, I thought this was needed." The post would later add that their parents should be so proud, and I'm sure the serviceman was in heaven smiling down on them. The man they were honoring was veteran Charles Everett Yorn, who was a Batesville resident. Yorn's obituary details the life of a man who loved God, his family, and his country. He married the love of his life, Helen Powell, on April 25, 1953. Charles was a longtime member of Berean Baptist Church and proudly served in the United States Army. After 32 years, he retired from Hill-Rom as a supervisor. Charles thoroughly enjoyed his time with his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. He loved working in the sawmill, tinkering with tractors, woodworking, and making odds and ends for his kids and grandchildren.